The vessel, loaded with tallow oil, an export from the Port of New Hampshire, broke free from its mooring at the New Hampshire State Pier. Ports and Harbors Director Gino Marconi says that the harbor feature, a tanker, was secured at the pier and had just undergone refueling.
And at that point in time, the tide, the current, started to run pretty hard and caused the line start to snap.
Department of Transportation crews closed off the bridge to vehicle traffic, and the ship blocked all river traffic. Marconi says that at the next high tide, the vessel would be brought back to the state pier to allow the Coast Guard to inspect the vessel for damage and question the captain.
There appears to be some damage to the railings, and looks like the davits that the lifeboat sits on were twisted out of shape.
DOT inspectors were checking Monday for damage to the bridge itself, which has already been redlisted as a span in need of replacement because of deterioration. DOT spokesman Bill Boynton says that a bridge inspection team would be back at the scene on Tuesday morning to check for any damage and won't reopen the bridge until it's inspected. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood in Portsmouth.